Welcome to the Government IT Podcast from Converge One Government Solutions, featuring expert discussions around cloud solutions, cybersecurity, modern workplace, enterprise networking, and customer experience for government and civil agencies. And now here are your hosts, Ryan Heath and Julian Foster.
So Ryan, thank you so much for joining me again today. Looking forward to finishing our conversation on Juniper Mist. Last time we talked about the fact that Juniper uses AI to generate insights and help automate some of the network administration tasks, frees up resources to focus on higher level strategy related tasks and other things. This week, we're going to talk about scalability, flexibility, some use cases for federal and civil. And do you want to get us started on scalability and flexibility?
Sure. That's the easy one. I mean, so, you know, you're talking about a product that is now cloud-based architecture. So very easy to scale, get going, you know, put in place, even for like a proof of concept. A small scale is easy to do. A very large scale is easy to do. So the fact that it has the automation capabilities to, you know, provision some of your devices makes it really easy to scale, especially when you're doing a large deployment. You know, some of our locations that we're dealing with supporting 20,000 plus users on a base, that's a lot of access switches, a lot of distribution switches that we're, you know, putting out there per building. So when we're going to be touching hundreds of buildings, you know, within a campus, this really helps just scale that up. So you're using a lot of smart hands to rack and stack cable, put it in, and then the automation, you know, happens on the back end being pushed for the controllers from the cloud. So it really helps kind of scale that to do it, you know, a lot quicker than we previously were able to do it, and just really adds simple configuration that, you know, you're not going to mess up from an individual standpoint by touching every single switch and keying in every entry.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I can imagine that that comes in, that proves to be incredibly useful when doing some implementations for government agencies and civil agencies, as well as, you know, doing sort of fast-paced, efficient rollouts, you know, that where you have a tight schedule or a tight budget or both.
Tight schedule and, you know, tight budget, as well as the large, you know, scaling capacity. I mean, that's really key to it.
Excellent. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the use cases for government and civil agencies?
Well, yes, with a lot of those agencies, I mean, we have, you know, complex configurations, you know, a lot of different strict security needs that can be put in place. So putting these profiles, you know, in place for the different organizations that you're going to touch, different departments, and easy to push down, you know, really helps control those security requirements. So now we can, you know, take it down to the switch level, the port level, gives, you know, strict access to what the requirements are, you know, for the end user or the department. Really helps from a command control perspective of helping those, you know, security policies be pushed correctly.
So how does that play out in terms of, you know, planning and implementing, you know, doing a Juniper Mist rollout? What does that look like? You know, what would be sort of an example process?
Well, there's a lot to it. You know, when it comes down to finding out the network requirements, that's kind of the base. You know, what kind of switches do you need, access points? So, you know, large site surveys happen, kind of go through the process of really understanding what the number of users, the devices, the applications that we're touching. You know, that's kind of the baseline, so we can start, you know, working the configurations up. And then on the network topology standpoint, you know, that's going through everything of how they're going to connect, what's the failover, you know, especially on the large bases that we deal with fiber-related issues, fiber clean, do we have redundant paths, how's the cabling, you know, is it from the 1960s, does that need to be replaced? So there's a lot of that layer one activity that needs to be, you know, done between the requirements piece, as well as figuring out the topology, so we can go around the issues that we might have. You know, once we kind of get a good understanding of what that looks like, then it's looking at the hardware and software that's going to be put in place, making sure that we got the scalability that we need.
So that's really interesting, Ryan. And it sounds like there are a lot of, you know, potentially a lot of hardware and software requirements and considerations that have to be taken into account on a deployment like this, especially when you're sort of shifting to network administration tool that follows a new kind of model, really. Does that bring a lot of hardware requirements with it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of hardware to be worked out. You know, your switches and access points. You know, you also have your controllers, which are software-based, the software licenses for the feature sets that go with everything. Luckily, everything is, you know, kind of cloud-based, so turning on features and functionality is not that big of a deal anymore. It could all be pushed. So that's pretty nice, especially when you're talking cloud-related architecture being pushed into the switch, you know, to push down policies, software, whatever you kind of need to that switch. It's an easy way to mass produce and mass, you know, deploy across the board.
Are there a lot of configuration updates then, I assume, that will need to take place in order to, you know, integrate the new hardware and the new processes?
Yeah, so it's a really good time to define your policies. The configuration of the Juniper gear is going to be pretty standard, which is great for the, you know, quick push. You also have the authentication policies you need to worry about, your network security policies, the base device configurations, which is also a really good time to look at your zero trust policies and how does that integrate with it.
It sounds like now we're dealing with a lot of new hardware requirements. You have your topology that you've created and the access, the network requirements assessments, and now policies and configurations. How do you take all of these things, put them together and into a cohesive plan or strategy for rolling this out?
Well, there's a couple things that we do. You know, being able to proof of concept this in the lab, making sure everything is working correctly. We also have the ability to mass stage everything in the lab before it's actually shipped to site, which is good because you know at that point you're going to be racking and stacking and kind of rolling into the project and everything should be set in stone configuration-wise. You know, the real key piece to this that I've seen a lot of these large projects kind of run into is really the layer one infrastructure is having issues. So like I said in the beginning, kind of figuring that out, making sure that we have a plan to address the infrastructure, the layer one aspect of all this is key in power.
Well, that sounds pretty intricate. So I would imagine that there's a lot of testing and validation that probably has to take place after. Is that part of mass staging and lab testing?
That is part of it before we ship to site. But then there's the on-site requirement. So once everything is in place, going through the full test and validate procedures, which is a big requirement. You know, the last thing you really want is something dropped off, not tested, and then everybody walks away. So kind of going through that process step by step as, you know, each one of the devices gets configured and put in really production, test, validate it, and then you can move on. You know, really see that as a strong piece for a handoff.
I know that, federal work and government work in general, state, local, federal, as well as civil agencies tend to have a lot of requirements attached to them. I know in particular, one of great concern is FedRAMP. And as I understand it, there's been a recent update in terms of FedRAMP and Juniper Mist. Is that right?
Correct. So, you know, they're in the process of getting FedRAMP authorized. It looks like it's going to be by the end of this year, beginning of next year, worst case. Well, I'm looking at it as it's a great time right now to really kind of go heavy on the Juniper side, you know, to get the design going, get your costing down. You know, by the time that you get that done, the contract's in place, everything shipped, that deadline's not going to mean anything.
Right. Yeah, it sounds, that's not that far away in terms of, you know, project life cycles. That's like right around the corner. So definitely a good time to get, you know, get moving on planning if that's there's a need or interest there for that. We'll put some information as usual in the description for how you can reach, you know, Ryan and the team at Converge One Government Solutions to get the ball rolling on this. And I have I'm wondering as a follow-up question, we recently covered Wi-Fi 6E and we talked a little bit about it, I think in the last episode as well. If customers or clients, partners are looking to possibly do a shift to both of these at the same time, is that something that's possible or would you recommend it or no?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're ready to do proof of concepts, demos. If clients want to come get their hands dirty, we can, you know, get that set up as well. So it's a really good time to kind of deep dive into it, figure out the strategy, you know, for this year and next year.
Yeah.
If I want to really deploy 6E, what it's going to be about, what's going to work, what's not going to work. And is it really set up, you know, to enable the future needs and requirements?
It sounds like a really amazing opportunity to take the network to the next level, also increase performance, improve user experience, minimize cost, better leveraging of resources and heightened security. Sounds like win-win all around, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, everybody. And as always, take a second to subscribe to the channel so that you stay up to date with all of our videos and the information that we're covering in these episodes. Turn on notifications and we'll see everybody next time. Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate it.